Senate investigators say Enron's board of directors ignored evidence that the company was heading for bankruptcy because of its accounting practices. A report by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations says the board allowed Enron executives to make the company appear as if it were in the black, while it kept millions of dollars in debt off the company's books, NPR's Athena Desai reports.
The Senate report focused on the 3 years leading up to the company's collapse in December. During that time, the report says the directors ignored more than a dozen red flags that should have caused them to examine Enron's policies and change course. Many of those flags were raised around Enron's chief financial officer, Andrew Fastow, and former CEO, Kenneth Lay. Both were engaged in so-called high-risk, conflict-of-interest accounting practices for several years. Former Enron directors and lawyers for the company dispute the findings of the report. Attorney Robert Bennett called it grossly unfair and said the report sets the responsibility of boards of directors far beyond what is commonly expected. In an interview with NPR, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan says company directors have a special responsibility.
It's very important in these days when the public confidence in corporations and in the stock market is so low that we deal very carefully with the facts and that we not let boards of directors who did not carry out their fiduciary duties just simply walk away from it with millions in their own pockets, leaving the stockholders and the employees holding the bag.
The Senate expects to vote on amendments this week to Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes' accounting reform bill. The bill would create an independent regulatory board that would perform regular inspections of accounting firms and prevent them from offering consulting services to their clients. Senate Democrats predict there won't be a lengthy debate, and they expect the bill will pass with an overwhelming majority. Athena Desai, NPR News, Washington.